Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Relationships and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts. And also, the first thing you have to do right now is sign up for our mailing list, because you will see a video on the homepage and a box telling you that if you give us your email address, we will not spam you, but we will send you the 5 biggest mistakes that men are making in bed, or if you're a woman, the 5 biggest mistakes women are making in bed. After 10 years of doing the show, I want to give you a free report that I wrote out. So just check out my website, okay? Do that. And listen to all of our podcasts. We've got plenty more podcasts coming. And I also want to say that I'm here with Menace, and I couldn't be happier. Hi, Menace. I'm great. How are you? I'm in Michigan in my mother's very large walk-in closet. And it's something that I envy, but I figured it would have good sound. You know me, always thinking like a radio person. No, I think the clothes, well, you said, but it is a beautiful closet and it is my dream. You know, remember Sex and the City when the movie, did you see the movie with Carrie and then Big buys her that? Okay. So this is one movie I've seen that you haven't, and it's actually probably the only movie I've seen in the last few years, but, that's the big thing. She always wants a closet because she's shoe obsessed. They buy a house together and it's the most gorgeous closet you've ever seen in your life. Anyway, that is a wet dream to me, to have a walk-in closet that's massive. So that's why I'm recording. So it's sort of sentimental. I'm home with the family, Fourth of July, hanging out. And it's been really good few weeks. Yeah. How have you been?
I've been good. I was in Vegas about 2 weeks ago, and then I was in Disneyland, Los Angeles area this weekend, and now we have 4th of July coming up. I don't think I'm going to go anywhere. I've been traveling too much. I just really want to stay home and probably drink all the champagne that I have because I'm a member now. Did I tell you what happened? I went to a music
festival. Did you get arrested again?
No, okay. I went to a music festival not too long ago that was in Napa. It was called the Bottle Rock Music Festival, and I had some time to kill. So me and my friends, we went to the Chandon Winery, the people that put out, you know, Moet and stuff like that. Well, they have a winery in California. And, you know, when you start to drink and you think everything's a great idea, well, I signed up to be a member. Now I get bottles sent to me every couple months in the mail. So I have like 3 bottles of
you
champagne.
Don't even like wine. Did you tell them that you only like 2-buck chuck from Trader Joe's?
No, it's sparkling wine. It's not, you know, they can't call it champagne, but it tastes just like champagne.
It's sparkling. I'm telling you, it's not bad. Champagne, sparkling wine, Prosecco, all that stuff. It's good. Yeah,
so I end up...
You're maturing right before my eyes.
So I'll just have that and probably watch fireworks on TV. I don't want to go outside. It's just too crazy here, you know? They passed a law that same-sex couples can get married. San Francisco has been a nonstop party ever since. It's just a party in the streets for everybody.
And I so wish I was there for Gay Pride this weekend.
Oh,
it's
my
amazing.
God.
And the
crazy thing is, it's when I look at my Instagram, it's more straight people partying than there is gay people. It's insane.
I know. Well, because it's a big, because everyone's got gay friends and we're all really excited. And hey, San Franciscans love a reason to party.
Yeah, San Francisco but just loves partying.
We love partying and we love dressing up. That's just kind of our thing. I was going to tell you, so I'm not there. So it's very exciting. So to all my gay and lesbian listeners, so happy for you all, especially in California. And so goes California, so goes the nation, as they often say. You might not all know this, but my background is actually in politics. I was a respectable human being before I started talking about sex. Just kidding. I am respectable. I'm a doctor now, as you know. I have my doctor in human sexuality. Also, everyone, you need to follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, which is @SexWithEmily. And Menace is @Menace. And basically, speaking of wine, I believe your last 10 Instagrams were artfully placed bottles of liquor. Is that correct?
Yes. I think my last one was a bottle of Dom Perignon and a bottle of Moet.
Right.
And then before,
I know. I can never let you down.
Before that, I found a new drink at Disneyland. If anyone's ever at Disneyland in California, go to Disneyland California, the Cove Bar, and order a Fun Wheel. It's a secret drink, and it's layers of alcohol. It's amazing.
Yeah, Menace loves anything with layers of alcohol. It can never be too much alcohol. You're never like, whoa, buddy, stop pouring, right? That's not you. That's never been you.
No, let's keep it going.
I just can't drink that much. But I do want to come with you to the Disneyland thing at some point. But whatever, you know, when we see each other again, it might happen. Menace, I've got a beef. Okay, so wait, no, here's my question. Before I pick a beef with you.
Okay.
Who did you go with to Disneyland this weekend?
A couple of my friends from Pixar.
And what about your girlfriend?
Yeah, she came too.
Okay, so Menace, I've got a huge bone to pick with you, and it's been simmering.
All right.
And I'm so glad that we're talking because I really feel like you've been hypocritical.
Why?
Because you and I have had an ongoing conversation for ever since Facebook was invented. So I don't know how many years it's been now, like, you know, 6 or something.
Yeah.
Or since we started talking about it. And we always talked about Facebook status, relationship status. And I always said, I don't care if I'm dating or not dating. I don't want everyone to know my Facebook status. And you would say to me, you're just a player, Emily. You're just a player. You want to leave your options open. If I'm in a relationship, blah, blah, blah. Menace, if you go to your Facebook page right now, what does your relationship status say?
It doesn't have one.
Oh, interesting. But you do understand you can select it from a drop-down menu.
Yes.
And Menace, question number 2. How long have you been with your girlfriend?
There hasn't been a... I don't think there's like an anniversary date or anything like that, so I couldn't exactly tell you the actual time.
Okay, so I could tell you because I'm friends with you and I've been following from what you tell me, which is basically nothing, but I think it's been at least 2 years.
Really? No.
Yeah. So what? I'm just saying, Menace, if you would like to defend yourself on the Facebook status thing, because I think, you know,
I know you're not coming up with this by yourself. It's either some listeners emailing you or your dumb assistants or interns or whatever bringing this up. Now, I'm telling you,
What'd you say? my assistants bringing it up?
Yeah, it's not you. You're not thinking about this.
How do you know?
I know for a fact because that's not you. You don't care about that stuff.
I do care. Menace, we talk about this all the time.
Okay. I My situation is a little bit more complicated because of
More complicated. Okay.
Because it involves work and stuff like that. That's why. But if it didn't involve that, I would totally put my status up there.
Are you sleeping with your intern?
I am not. But I totally think that you should. You should totally put your status on there.
Oh, okay. So after how many months of dating do you think someone should put their status on?
Whenever they feel comfortable putting it on there.
I think unless you're married, and even then, I don't care. Who the hell needs to know your relationship status?
You're just putting this on me because you're probably dating somebody, and they're probably pressuring you to be in a relationship.
No, so I'm not dating anybody. I was dating.
And you're projecting onto me. That's what's going on.
I was dating somebody, but I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Why that happened? Because they wanted to get too serious or no?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny how my life is Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
I mean, literally. But I think we all have issues in life, patterns and relationships that we're trying to break. And honestly, the best thing, and I haven't been seeing him that long, a few months, but the best thing to do when you do break up with someone or when you do is to not just jump, because a lot of guys and women start, you know, just like banging someone else right after they're done with that person so they can numb the pain. I think it's good to stop and think about, what did I learn from this person? Why was this a good relationship? Why was this bad? What do I want in my next partner? Because we have all those answers, you know, which brings me to a very important point. Today's show is about red flags and deal breakers. One of my all-time favorite topics because it comes up all the time about people are like, do you think, because women and men, we talk about it. We're like, well, do you think this, you know, is this a bad sign? Is that a bad sign? And I'm here to tell you, and if you've been listening to Sex with Emily for years, you know that I always say, my mom says, the issues you have on the third date, you have forever. And I kind of believe, I do believe that's true. Maybe it's on the third date, maybe it's the first month. But we're going to try to show you some sex deal breakers, some dating deal breakers, and just what you should look for, some signs. We're also going to be reading the emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from the people.
Cool.
All the time.
And just to recap, I would like to say that I believe if you're perfectly happy in a relationship, you should totally put it out there. Who cares?
Right, but Menace is not perfectly happy, is what
he's
saying.
Not that I'm not happy in my relationship, but there's, you know, outside forces hinder me from putting all my relationship stuff out there. But I totally would if I could.
Okay. So you really want to. You're actually upset that your Facebook status. Okay. Let's just move on from this.
Yes.
But let us know what you think of Facebook statuses. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Because to me, the worst thing in the whole world is when the day that you change it. You know what I mean? Everyone's like, whoa, they're not together anymore. And then you are telling every single person you ever met that you just broke up with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Why do they need to know that? When that happens, people break up with them. They don't want even their roommates to know.
Do you know what? It's perfectly awesome because then it makes it so much easier for the transition because so many people hit you up that want to go out. Some guys that have been like pawning after you forever. They're like been pussies the whole time. They never wanted to. They never had the balls to talk to you. Now they're like, all right, I'm going to stop wasting my time, and they're just going to hit you up.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
free advertising.
Yeah.
It's like online dating. Yeah, it's like using Facebook to get laid. I get it. Okay, so I've actually been traveling a lot the last few weeks as well. I was in Chicago. I had a little bit of work there, but I also met up with, which I know you love Chicago because I always think about how you love the women in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
But I met up with three, my best girlfriends from college, and we always meet once a year, even though we all live in different places. San Francisco and Chicago and Michigan, and I'm in LA. So we met up, and it was so interesting because they're all married, shock, and they all have like two kids. And it was fun to talk about it because they are actually having all, after 10 years of marriage, they're all having like good sex. Not their marriage isn't perfect. Marriage takes work, but they're having sex. One of them, for her husband's birthday, she's learning how to squirt. Women can learn how to female ejaculate. I get that question a lot.
It's urine.
We've had, that to me, that's very thoughtful. That's the gift that keeps on giving. Okay, the other one said, this same one who's learning to squirt says that she's done the whole, like, they go to the bar together and they pretend to pick up each other as someone else. I know that to everyone that sounds really silly, but it's kind of hot. Like, you're like, hey, what's your name? And I know, but because, Menace, you haven't been in a long-term relationship, but it works. But the other friend of mine was upset because, and this is so interesting, or this was only her gripe with her husband. They still have amazing sex. But she said to me, the problem is sometimes he comes home from work and she's been like with the kids all day and cooking and he just grabs her and he goes, I want to F you. And she's like, he's like, I just want to F you. And she's like, and the kids are hanging on her and she's making meatballs. And she's like, you need a new line. That's what she said to him. And then he starts grabbing her and she's so not warmed up. And she said she's told him time and again that she needs him to kiss her neck, her massage, whatever. But guys don't remember. So, again, big theme of sex with Emily is like foreplay and warming your partner up, especially if she's a woman. We don't go from 0 to 60. We are not warmed up right away. And they've been together 10 years. And she was like, should I be? He was trying to be nice by saying, like, I want to F you. And she goes, get a new line. So here they are not communicating. He's feeling rejected. It's not that she doesn't want sex. She just wants to be warmed up.
Mm.
So, interesting. So, well, I thought that would be just what?
I'm telling you right now, you're going to hate me for this. But They spent an entire week on this on the Howard Stern show. You got to listen to Howard Stern. It's hilarious. It's on SiriusXM. I listen every single day. And they did a whole thing about squirting because one of the guys on the show, he absolutely loves it, right? And they did an analysis. They brought in a doctor. They got a girl that can squirt. And the outcome was that it is the same consistency as pee, that it is pee.
It is not. It is not pee. It is totally not. Who was this? It was a doctor? I'm a doctor, too.
This is – I don't think you're the same kind of doctor that can go in a lab and then do analysis.
I understand. It is not the same consistency. I mean, there is controversy over it, but it's not the same consistency. Women can squirt.
I believe that it's pee, too. But
okay, well,
whatever.
Of course you would, Menace, because that's your knowledge, but it's not true. Another thing I think you'll appreciate, which we haven't talked about in a while,
yeah,
is my dog. My dog.
Oh,
she
dog
went away for
around?
The summer. She's no. There? She went away for the summer. She's with her baby daddy at camp
in
San Francisco for the summer. Yeah, too much
She's
going on. I'm
back.
Traveling a lot.
She's never coming
She's
back.
She's coming back. She's coming back in 2 months. But I thought you'd appreciate that. And also, anyone who's going to AVN in Las Vegas this year, have you ever been, Menace, in January?
I have never been.
I'm going to be the keynote speaker.
What? No way.
Yeah, dude. You got to come. Hang out with Porn Star. It's the Adult Video Awards or whatever.
Oh,
it's pretty
cool.
That's
when E3 is, too, I believe.
Exactly. It's always the same time as CES or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's cool. And then I want to say, so I have to move again. I've been in two apartments now in Los Angeles,
what?
But I have to find a one. Yes, you haven't seen my second place yet, but I have to move again in 2 weeks. And you know that all my sex toys that I get every single day in the mail, literally I've been getting shipments. I had to get a 5x5 storage unit filled with filled with sex toys in LA because I couldn't fit in my house anymore. So I just shot a video. It's on YouTube. Go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/sexwithemily. We're going to start putting up a lot more videos, but it's freaking hilarious. All the stuff I get sent to me and all the random stuff I get sent to me, but some really cool stuff. I show you my favorite toys from Good Vibes. That's where you should buy your products. Goodvibes.com. Use coupon code GVEMILY for 20% off orders of 100 or more. And I'm obsessed with the Lilo line right now. I love the Jeju, J-E-J-O-U-E. Remember the Mimi I loved? Well, now they've got a rabbit. It rocks my world. But you guys can just email me if you want to know what toys I want. Also, if you go to my website and click on the Good Vibes logo, it'll take you to my picks page on their website. Because there are so many friggin' amazing toys coming out. Yeah, I'm going to another sex conference called And Me in Burbank next week, in 2 weeks. Which I'll even have more sex toys coming to me. I don't know what to do. Like, I need a 2-bedroom apartment next
Dude,
to store toys.
I can't believe you're moving so much.
I know. Well, I'm almost done.
It's crazy.
I'm almost done. I know. Well, I'm going to sign a year. I'm going to sign a year lease right now. So that is the thing that's going to happen. Yeah. And you'll come down and stay with me. It'll be super, super, super fun. But yeah, so there's that. And that's what I got for you. We can move on to the emails from the people, which I love hearing from the people.
Hell
feedback
yeah.
at sexwithemily.com. Okay. Here we go. I am going to read them when my computer doesn't
once you get them
lock out. There we go. Done. Okay. So, emails. The deal is, here we go. Dear Emily, the deal is, I'm a 32-year-old widow. It has been over a year since my husband's unexpected death, and now I believe I'm ready to date or move, or more like have sex again. We had an amazing sex life. I don't want to be in a relationship just someone to have sex with who won't want to take up all my time. I have two kids. And someone to go to when I get my urge. I honestly don't remember how to be single and get guys or even attract them. I don't consider myself ugly. I do attract them. I see them looking, but somehow they don't come up to me. Here are my dilemmas. Number one, I work at a company with mainly girls. Number two, when I'm not at work, I'm with my kids. Number three, I like a guy, a potential hit, but I think he's married. Number four, I think this hit likes me too, so I asked if I could have one of his guys check a problem in my home. He offered to come and check it himself out. He's offered to come over himself. I feel really attracted to him and really want him. What do I do to let him know this? How do I act when he comes to my home? How can I tell if he's digging me and not just being nice? P.S. He's really hot. Thanks, Deb. Okay, so the deal is with this. I know you want to have casual sex. Wait, did it say in here? Because when I read it earlier, unless this got edited, that he's married?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say that, but... Oh, he's married. Sorry, it did say that. For some reason, I didn't read it. Okay, so here's what I got to say to you, Deb. I'm sure he's hot, and he's married. First of all, I'm going to break this down. You're a 32-year-old widow. You had amazing sex, and the death of your husband is traumatic. And I'm glad to hear that you're ready to date again. But the last thing I want you to do is to beat yourself up for not feeling like you even know how to date again, because you know you feel like you don't know how to attract them. But that's all in your mind. Because the truth is, you can learn those skills. You are out of practice. You are in love. You're married. And the dating muscles and the how to attract someone muscles, how to get guys muscles, they all have to be like exercised again. And that comes with like, you know, the atrophy after a while. If you're married, like, you know, you think about the people who are married for 20 years, they get divorced, they don't know what to do or whatever it is. So I would say just start, you know, being more approachable. Start commit to 3 times a week. You're going to, I like to say every day, but you're just going to start talking to a guy. It doesn't matter if it's the bus driver or someone you're interested in or not. You're just going to start practicing, or better yet, if it's someone you're interested in, do that. But put yourself in situations where you can even just smile, say hello, how's your latte, whatever it is. Lots of traffic today, huh? It doesn't have to be any pickup lines. It's just that you have built all this fear and put all this energy around talking to men, and then it's going to be really scary, which it might feel that way at first, but you will get used to it. And make yourself approachable. And here's another thing that people who are single listening to this and you're wondering why you're single, if you're on your cell phone, i.e. like Menace, although he has a girlfriend, so it doesn't matter, 24/7, whether you're out socializing or wherever you are, if you're on your cell phone and you've got your headphones in, you are not approachable. You're not going to meet anyone. Those guys are probably staring at you because you're looking down at your feet. You're playing with your iPhone and you don't look approachable. So smile. Keep your head up. Pay attention to what's going around you. Observe your surroundings. That's the best way to strike up a conversation with someone. Wow, I've never seen a dog that big or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Pay attention and put your cell phone down. However, I love, Deb, that you want to have casual sex. Thumbs up to you, but he's a married guy. So I don't like that he's married, and if he's not married, go for it. You think he's married, he probably is married. So I wouldn't say that would be the best guy to have casual sex with. What do you think, Menace?
Yeah, I think, yeah, definitely that's not the greatest choice out there. And also
not the best choice.
Yeah. And then also just, you know, never be afraid to go take some risks with people that are not married.
Okay. That's true. Oh, and another thing that works, and this is crazy. You're going to, like, crazy girl. You're going to laugh at me, but, like, I swear to God this has happened to me. So, you know, Crazy Girl is one of our good friends, crazygirlproducts.com. You can check out their website or just click through my website. So they have this pheromone-infused body spray for women, right? And I've had it for a while, and, like, they have their for sheets and, like, pheromones. People are like, really? Does that work? Blah, blah, blah. Well, I've been using it I've used it over time, but never consistently. It's like you spray it on. It's like really luxurious oil. And I'm telling you, every single guy that I come into contact with tells me that I smell amazing. And I feel like there's been more men coming up to me. And I've not changed anything else. If anything, I've gotten older. But I smell really good because of their pheromone-infused stuff. So check out crazygirlproducts.com. Use Emily25 for 25% off any of their products, which you'll love all of them. And their Diva Dust is like sparkly and you put it all over your body and you look amazing. Okay. Dear Emily, my wife does not feel any excitement during intercourse and does not enjoy it, but she loves my sex with fingers. She gets orgasms with finger play and sucking the nipples. After a long foreplay, I'm highly aroused and can't last longer than a minute. How can I make her happy through intercourse rather than finger play? I love to get and give the oral sex, but she hates it. Please help. I would appreciate your response. Thank you, Matt. Wow. Okay. We've got a lot going on here. First of all, she doesn't feel any excitement during intercourse, which is common for women to, not that they don't feel excitement, but they don't have orgasms because their clitoris is not getting enough rub. It's not being rubbed enough. It's not being, you know, either she could use her fingers or a sex toy, or you could use your fingers. So I think why not incorporate your finger play and nipple sucking into intercourse? So you could be having sex with her and play with her nipples and she can have a nipple orgasm, or you can put the fingers, you know, do it all during intercourse. Rub her clitoris while you're having sex. That will make her experience more pleasurable. And as far as oral sex, if she likes finger play so much, stick your fingers inside of her to stimulate her G-spot while you lick her clitoris, which is pretty freaking cool, and it can feel amazing. So you said that she loves to get and give the oral. You said that you love to get and give oral sex, but she hates it. Again, not talked about all of our good friends, but I can't help but mention, you know what, Menace? Mask sexual flavors, which I honestly believe is gonna be the greatest invention in the world when people discover it and actually realize that men are starting to... Okay, if I could tell you that you would start getting oral sex, Menace, on a daily basis, or any guy listening who's not getting it because of this one invention, wouldn't you go out and buy it? Wouldn't you want to know what it is? What could make you get more oral sex? You'd want it, because that's what dudes want. Mask sexual flavor strips. M-A-S-Q-E. They mask the taste of semen. So giving sex, oral sex, is more pleasurable. So maybe, Matt, your woman doesn't like performing oral sex because she doesn't like the taste of semen. There's a lot of women who don't, and that is like the number one complaint of women. So comes in four flavors. It's like a breath strip. You put it on your tongue, and she can't taste semen. Fine, and you'll get more oral sex. So those are my things for you. I would not get upset that she... I wouldn't say that she doesn't feel excitement during intercourse again. I would try to do what you can so she is feeling excitement, especially if she orgasms through her nipples. I mean, that is the second most common orgasm, and I still don't know many women who have had them that way. I mean, a lot have, but I certainly haven't, so I'm jealous. So I'm working on it. I am working on it. I have all these sexual goals that I'm doing. So having a nipple orgasm is one of my goals for 2013. So mm-hmm. I will let you all know when that happens. Okay. Dear Emily, I have a sex tip I want to share. When you go down on a girl, whatever your routine is, mix it up now and again with this. I will suck on the clitoris, drawing it into my mouth, and will lick all the way around it. And as I move my tip of my tongue to the tip of the clit, I will slide the flat, rougher, bumpy top of my tongue to the top of the clit. And depending on the girl and her likes, sometimes I will gently hold the clit between my teeth also. I've always gotten a, oh God, what are you doing? What did you do? That was so amazing. Thanks a lot for your show. Love it, Tim. Okay, Tim, that's amazing. Yes, yes, yes. You have to mix it up. Every woman is different. We are like snowflakes. And every single thing that you mentioned there, like, turned me on. Because a lot of guys or women who's ever performing oral sex in you, they kind of stick to one thing. And I love that you go all the way from the bottom to the top, the tip of the clit, to the bottom of her, like, her vulva. And you flip your tongue around. This is all amazing. I'm reading it again. I love it. He puts the clitoris into his mouth and licks it between his teeth. That's so friggin' hot, but don't bite it. Anyway, I love tips from the listeners, so send us your best sex tip anytime. Feedback@sexthemmy.com. Menace, I'm sure you have a lot of oral sex tips you want to share too.
Just a lengthy list. I'm working my book, so I don't want to give away all my secrets right now.
Okay, exactly. You don't want to give it away. I know, Menace. Okay, so, dear Emily, I cheated on my wife about 10 years ago. My wife found out, and I denied ever having sex with the woman. We went through marriage counseling, and we sort of mended our marriage. But recently, she has started to ask me probing questions again and is insisting we go back to counseling. I suspect she thinks counseling will bring out more of the story, but at this point, I feel it wouldn't really help our marriage, only hurt it. We also have a couple kids together. Do I confess more or stay the course with my previous story? Thanks, Donovan. Okay, Donovan, here's the thing. I do not think you should tell her. It's been 10 years, but a lot of resentment has built up from her. Obviously, whatever you did, you thought she was convinced of it, has not. You've never been able to rebuild the trust in your relationship. So I would say go to therapy. If she's dragging you to therapy, there must be other issues going on too. It's not just about this instance 10 years ago. If you have kids, I understand for a lot of people that's an impetus to stay. But I don't know if it's the best. I just think that you have to go into counseling. And again, I think you should say to her, I've told you what happened 10 years ago. And not that I'm telling you to lie, okay? I just think that it happened 10 years ago. You didn't tell me that you've been cheating for the last 10 years, so I assume that you haven't been cheating. But I can't tell from your email if you even want to be in this relationship. But if you do, I would go into therapy and say, let's start working on the real issues, not something that you perceived to have happened 10 years ago. What do you think, Menace? Do you think you should tell her?
No. It's 10 years ago. What? It's not going to do any good. What is it going to do? And she's going to be like, oh, you've been lying to me for 10 years, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's going to be that. I mean, if you think she doesn't trust you now, you've never, Donovan, for 10 years, you have failed to build up her trust. You failed. She doesn't trust you. And I'm not saying it's your fault. She might be paranoid. Maybe her dad cheated on her mom. Who knows? Maybe she's got abandonment issues. Whatever it is, you guys have issues that you have to work on in therapy. And let me tell you this. This is a service announcement for every single person listening to the Sex with Emily show. If you say to me, oh, we went to therapy once, twice, didn't work, whatever, that doesn't count. That's like saying I went to the gym twice this year. Why is my ass still fat? No. Therapy is the kind of thing that you have to commit to for at least 6 months to a year with your partner to work through issues. Therapy is not a magic pill. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen with two sessions. I'm getting off my therapy soapbox now. That's what I got to say.
Yeah, well,
that.
And another thing is,
what do you think, Menace?
I've never met any man in their entire life that has gained anything by giving any women any extra information. I'm sorry. They've always totally gotten burnt.
We've all gotten burned.
They just use you for the rest of your life.
It is the worst. It is the worst thing, especially that numbers thing. Oh, it's funny. So also, everyone, just so you know, I'm on Loveline with Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood every Thursday night, 7 to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can check it out online for free at lovelineshow.com. And then there's podcasts available and stuff. So it's really fun. We get callers and all that. But the other night, I went off on my rant and I was like, Loveline, if you don't know, it's a radio show. It is on a lot of stations, so check your local listings. In San Francisco, it's on your station, Menace, right at midnight.
Yeah, it's all across the country.
It's all over the country. But the point is, I went off on my rant. I was like, okay, I don't know why people ask how many number of partners you've slept with. It is a lose-lose situation. You are never going to win this conversation. Your partner will always hold it against you. They'll think you slept with too many, too little. You're a slut. You're not experienced. And the men... They cannot picture that many penises being inside you beside their own. They don't want to hear about it, even though they ask. It's like a masochistic question that I think nobody should ever ask.
Yeah. I don't want to know nothing and about your past at all.
Dr. Drew agreed with me. I don't want to know. The past is past, people. Bye-bye. If your partner asks you this question, a lot of people ask me, just say, you know what, honey? I'm focusing on the amazing sex that we're having now and what's to come in our future. My past is past. That's what you got to say. So let's move into our topic that I adore, because it's just like I feel like I spend so much of my life, which is my choice because I love what I do. I help people with sex and relationships, hearing about, oh my God, I saw this at the beginning. Why didn't I pay attention to the red flags? Or here's my deal breakers, or not even knowing what their deal breakers are until after they date someone for 2 years. And they're like, oh, I should have seen that coming. So we're going to talk about some of the common ones and how you can recognize it. I mean, I've been guilty. I've dated people for at least, I think I've, you know, at least the gap of time. Like, it used to be like I would date someone for 2 years that was wrong for me, but now it's just like 2 months or 2 weeks. So I think I've gotten better. But, you know, red flags, deal breakers, you know, you're probably not taking your friend's advice. And we always say this, Menace, that like we all ask our friends for advice, or many people do. And like nobody seems to listen to their friends. Agree?
Agreed.
Like, especially when, like, my female friends, I've spent hours ad nauseum telling him, like, talking about the relationship, and maybe the fact that he cheated on you once is not a good example, and that he cheated on you once is not a good sign, and the fact that he has failed to pay child custody, and that he has a restraining order against him, or whatever it is. And they're like, really? But he's so nice. Like, they don't listen. So, you don't take your friend's advice. But my mother taught me early on that the issues you have on your third date, you will have forever. And I didn't want to believe her, but I've dated. The more I date, the more I've been in relationships, I realize that she was right. And yes, maybe it's not the third date, maybe it's in the first month, but people, just pay attention to the red flags. Real life is not a friggin' romantic comedy. If you hated the person in the beginning, you're going to hate him at the end. And the same thing that bugged you in the third date when they made you split the check and give him, you know, $12.62 for lunch, you know, for your lunch date, and you hand it over for your turkey sandwich, he's still going to be cheap, or she's going to be cheap. So the problem is, the reason why they say love is blind is because it's easy to ignore the red flags when your new love interest seems attractive and easy to talk to. And we also make up excuses, and it's blind because the chemicals are going crazy in our brain, the oxytocin, we're having great sex. And haven't you done this, Menace? Like there's been like glaring red flags that you've overlooked?
No.
Never. You've never ever broke up with someone and said, oh my God, she was that same bitch at the beginning. Why did, you know, never?
No.
Seriously, you've never? Okay, so why did you break up with your last girlfriend?
Why did I break up with my last girlfriend? Because she's crazy.
Okay, and was she not crazy until the day you broke up with her?
No, she was a little bit. But not like in the beginning.
I think I disagree.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever. Typically, it's just like the things that are bothering you. I'm not saying you can't work through them, but... Yeah. You know, you're drawn to the person. And another mistake is people say, well, you know, I love this person, but I think I can make them change. If only they were, you know, had a different job, or if only they said I love you more, or if only they gave me back massages every night. Well, or if only they grew up or got a stable job or got their roommates to move out. Here's the thing. A lot of people think that they're going to change their partner, but people have to want to change themselves. People do not change on their own. So an alcoholic, for example, might say over and over again they're going to quit drinking to please other people, but it will never happen unless they really want to. So if they talk about how miserable their life is, they're probably not going to be any less miserable when you're together. But the only difference is that you might be miserable too. I mean, haven't you been with like a complainer, Madison, and they're like always a complainer?
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. And then you're like, no, I'm going to make him happy. I'm going to take care of what everything he's complaining about. No, you're not. They're complaining. We all want to be someone who is positive and brings out the best in us and who actually wants to be with you. So if they tell you on the first date they're not looking for anything serious, believe them, because everyone's going to show you who they are. So here's some of the common first date deal breakers or deal break red flags, whatever you want to call them, that you can look out for. And Menace, do you have any that you'd like to add? Like, what comes to your mind? Like, you have a date with someone and she shows up on the date or you go to pick her up and blank. What happens? Why is it a deal breaker?
She already shows up. I mean, if she's running like super late, I would cut it off too.
Really? I know. I hate lateness.
Oh, totally not.
A lot of women are late. And men, but we take longer to get ready.
Yeah, I just kind of blow it off.
Okay. So some of the things are deal breakers. He or she has low self-esteem. How can you tell? Well, you can tell by the way someone talks, holds themselves, talks about their job, talks about their life. He or she brings his mom to your first date. Do you remember that happened to me?
What?
Years ago. I had a blind date with a guy who was coming in town to San Francisco from LA when I lived in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, he called me. We had a date to go to the museum. And then he calls me back 10 minutes later and I didn't answer. And he's like, oh, do you mind if I bring my mom on the date? She's in town too.
Weird.
And of course I said yes, because I thought it'd be great for the show. And it'd be good. You know, you can tell a lot by how a man treats his mother, about how he's going to treat you. But anyway, don't bring your mom on the first date. Poor hygiene. That is the number one killer for people's sex drive and why they're interested in people. No common interests. Drunk, gets too drunk on the date. Has bad breath. Answering the phone during the date. Tardiness. Doesn't have a plan. Rude to the waiter. My mom always told me that too. If they're rude to the waiter, they're probably rude to other people. Asking inappropriate questions such as, have you ever had anal sex? Now, I had that asked to me when I was on the Bravo series Misadvised on my first date, if you recall. Oh, no. He said to me, what's up with everyone in anal sex? And yes, I have a sex talk show.
Yeah.
But that was hilarious. Okay. So other deal breakers, these are relationship deal breakers. He or she cheats on you, doesn't want to spend weekend nights with you, lies constantly, neglects you in public or in front of the friends, doesn't introduce you to their friends, has weird friends. Now, that one is an interesting one that people, there's a debate over that. I believe you can tell a lot about a person by their friends, by who they choose to spend their time with. So I'm saying weird friends. Maybe you just don't click with their friends. If they're a cheapskate, they split the bill with the calculator. They don't spend any money on you at all. Anger management problems. This is a huge one. They get mad at strangers. They get mad at you. Obviously, if they're abusive, physically or emotionally, a drug or alcohol addiction, not a good thing. Someone with underlying issues. Like I said, I always say, you know, issues with insecurity, confidence is sexy. Okay, so these are some sex deal breakers, Menace.
This is
all good for people because people might break up when they hear this show. They might be like, oh my God, this is a deal breaker and I didn't even notice it. And you can pipe in if you disagree. Not enthusiastic. I've heard that the number one success to a successful blowjob for many men is enthusiasm. Like, or even anything in bed by a woman and a man is that we want you to be into it. Would you say that is true?
Yeah.
So if you're not enthusiastic, that could be a deal breaker. Again, yes. Bad hygiene. Never wants to have sex or give oral sex. No foreplay. Going right to the sex. Always wanting to do the same sex positions, never changing it up. Again, I don't think that's a total deal breaker because that comes with communicating with your partner and buying my book, which is amazing, called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. You can buy it on Amazon. Go through my website. Ejaculation etiquette. What if you get a surprise facial? That could be a deal breaker.
You should just welcome. No, that shouldn't be a deal breaker.
If they don't ask first.
Oh, come on.
What?
Is it going to be a deal breaker for you?
I think on the first ejaculation, if he gave me a facial, as they say, that would probably be. It depends. Probably not. No, probably. I mean, unless we were like into some like crazy, kinky, amazing chemistry and he was like, you know, we were as caught up in the moment. Not that it's bad to ejaculate on your partner's face. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying, you know, without asking or preparing the person.
Okay.
That's what I got to say about that. And then we have a funny post that we use. I love this. This is, we asked a bunch of people on Twitter and Facebook, and some of the decisions, some of the things that people were saying, never date someone whose idea of a good time is taking your Midol after all the booze is gone. And never date someone who won't make a decision without consulting their mother. Never date a man who hates his mother. And never date someone who's broke but can somehow pay for large quantities of weed. So I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you all think. And Menace, what else with you? Anything else you'd like to add here in this moment in time? So good to talk to you today.
Yeah. And, the only thing I'd like to add, like I always like to say on the show, is just go for it. Nothing bad's going to ever happen to you. You know, I used to be a shy person, but you just get over it. You know,
if how did somebody you get over like, Menace? Because
just go for it. You're not going to die. All right. I'm sorry.
You're not going to die. And then you're not going to die.
And you're going to save yourself a bunch of time, too.
Exactly. Because there's men that go through their 20s, their 30s, their 40s. They can't talk to women. It's like their biggest fear. It's like public speaking. And the only way to get over it is to practice, practice, practice. I mean, Menace, you were a shy guy. And now you have like a million ladies who want you. they do. They're always like, Menace is hot. Menace is hot. Menace is hot.
I guess. I don't know. I don't act like that, but I'm just not afraid to talk to anybody anymore is my thing.
I know, but you got up your confidence by practicing, and you got rejected, right, Menace, before it. And it hurts at first for a little bit, maybe. Maybe it feels stings, but you get used to it. Life goes on. Everything in life is breaking old habits and learning new patterns and learning new behaviors. So that's how you're going to find the person you love. And one thing I want to say earlier is that someone said in the email, and I wanted to get back to this. This woman said she has two children and she can't date. Why don't you start taking your kids to like kid friendly groups, to the park and talking to people? You know, everyone has excuses, and I don't believe anyone's goddamn excuse why you can't meet anyone, because there are so many single people out there. It's your fault if you're not meeting someone. That's my story. Okay, man, it's so good to talk to you.
You too,
and
as always.
Thanks. As always, love you much, Lee. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Remember, support our good buddies here. Supportgoodvibes.com. Go on my website. Buy a sexy toy if your partner. Mask Oral Sex Strips if you want oral sex. That's sexualflavors.com. And Crazy Girl Products. Great gifts for your partner. She smells amazing, and you're going to want to sleep with her even more than you already do. So, thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.